Who do I have here at the Owl's Nest? Why, I have Laura Burke from Student Wellness. That's who. Laura, I want to welcome you to the Owl's Nest. This is your first time on, and you are the Student Wellness and Programming Specialist here at Hartford Community College, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Matt, for having me here.
Well, I appreciate you coming down to talk to us, and boy, do you have a lot to talk to us about. So, Laura, talk to me. What does all entail for the Student Wellness and Programming Specialist here at Hartford Community College? Tell me a little bit about what it is that you're doing.
So I guess the short of it is I do a lot of different programming that have to do with mindfulness, and I also have different health and wellness promotional opportunities that we do here on campus. I'd have some different outcomes, some learning outcomes that I really hope that our students gain from coming to our sessions and different programs. So that includes access and understanding to the eight dimensions of wellness. We also make sure that our students comprehend the concepts related to different awareness activities that they may get themselves involved in, sexual health, sexual assault prevention, being a good bystander and intervening when necessary, drug and alcohol abuse education, because you never know, they may have a friend or a loved one that has some difficulties they need to know how to help them.
Sure.
Nutrition and food security. So I also am the chair for our Committee of Food Insecurity on campus and oversee our food pantry that we have available to all of our students, staff, and faculty on campus. And I also look for mental health opportunities for students by leading a mental health first aid course. It's an 8-hour certified course that students can take and get a certificate at the end of it. I very much promote that for our students to take. I think it's a great opportunity for them. They can add it to their resume and also just make sure that they're available to help their friends and family in need, if so be it.
Well, it just helps them become a much more well-rounded individual here, because that's the name of the game of being in college, not just to educate yourself, but to make yourself well-rounded at the same time.
Absolutely. And that's a huge concept in well-being and wellness, is just a holistic approach to well-being, those eight dimensions of wellness. You know, they include so many facets of our life that sometimes some of them get neglected. And my role, and I feel my responsibility to our college students, is to really help them find themselves in those different facets.
Now, I have a quick question. You mentioned the eight dimensions of wellness. What are those eight dimensions?
You don't know them off the top of your head?
I know psychological comes to mind. That's
sure.
Definitely one of the dimensions. Psychological wellness. There's, you know, sexual well-being. I'm going to say artistic well-being. After that, I need you to fill in the blanks.
Sure. Well, officially, the eight dimensions of wellness include social, spiritual, emotional, intellectual, physical, environmental, financial, and occupational. So it's a plethora of different opportunities. And I offer a workshop every single week during the semester that are called Mindful Mondays. And we touch on at least one of those dimensions of wellness for each workshop. And I really love these workshops that we get to do, not only because I get to facilitate sometimes and do meditations and different artistic activities, but I also really rely on external and internal opportunities to partner with individuals to come in and really bring in their expertise to the table so that students really get an interesting array of opportunities. So, you know, each week it might not be for the same exact student, but that's exactly why I want to do it the way that we do it, where each week we touch on a different dimension, because this one student may need help financially, but not really emotionally. However, we may have someone who needs some help emotionally and socially, and this really gives them the opportunity to flourish and meet new people and kind of explore their emotions,
right,
and be more in touch with themselves. So really, like I said, my role here is to really make that student feel whole and welcomed at the college.
Well, my goodness, lady, you weren't kidding when you said you have many things that you do here at Hartford Community College. And it sounds like if a student is finding themselves neglected in any of those dimensions, you're able to help them or point them in the right direction, too.
Right. And that includes on-campus resources, but also using those external partnerships within the community. We have a lot of partnerships and people that come in from other organizations to really showcase what they offer. Our newest partnership that I've acquired is with Hartford Community Action Agency.
Oh, wow.
And they come in and they can help students that may be in need of emergency assistance, whether that's energy assistance, financial assistance, housing, food. They also have been a wonderful donator to our food pantry on campus. So we're really, really grateful for that opportunity. We also have the American Red Cross that comes to campus to run blood drives. That's available for anyone to donate to. And we have Harford County Health Department that comes to do free and confidential HIV and Hep C testing for our students. They also provide naloxone kits. And if you're not familiar with naloxone, that is the opiate overdose reversing drug that is incredibly life-saving.
Wow.
So they come to our campus once a month, and not only do they test for HIV and Hep C, but they offer training for naloxone, and they will give a student the kit as well. So that's a really, really wonderful partnership that we have. We also have Upper Chesapeake's Health Link that comes once a month, and they do different awareness months. So for instance, they will come and talk about vaping or men's health issues, breast cancer awareness, skin cancer. For May, it's pretty amazing what they can offer our students for free.
Wow.
They come and bring a board certified dermatologist into our student center to offer free skin cancer screenings.
That's the kind of community partners that you want to have, you know? I mean, those are just invaluable services. You can't
Absolutely.
Put a price on something like that.
Right. So if a student comes to one of us in the student center and says, I need help in this area of my life, chances are I can attempt and I can try and point them in the right direction using these external partnerships that we've really harnessed over the last 2 years.
I'm just going to say that those are some amazing community partners that we have here. Talk about just being a multifaceted part of Harford Community College. my goodness, student wellness and programming specialist in spades. So you are a Reiki instructor.
Yes, I actually just recently in the summer, I had my Reiki training. So I'm now a practitioner. I went first level practitioner. So I still have to go get a little bit more credentialed in order to be a Reiki master. But for those of you that may not know what Reiki is, it's an energy healing. Not everyone really knows what that is. But if you've ever heard of chakras, energy work, balancing, things like that, this really touches on that. So what I can do is provide students with a relaxing atmosphere. I put on some soothing music, and just it's very light touch or no touch at all. It's a meditative experience, really. And usually it can go anywhere from 15 minutes to an hour. I do small little increments of time so that students can really pop in, get a very healthy dose of some Reiki and meditation before they have to, you know, run to their next class or study really hard or jam their lunch down their mouth. It's just, I try and fit it into their schedule. It's something that I really enjoy doing. But we don't just offer Reiki on campus. We also have a yoga instructor who works on campus, and she does free classes for our students, either on our quad outdoors when it's nice or in a nice private room in our student center. We have a massage therapist that comes to campus. They do massage therapy for our students during finals week. And even then, some more times during the course of the year, they'll come by and just you drop in. It's free for students. You get a 10-minute massage. It's just a nice added bonus, something to really break up the monotony and the stress that can, you know, really bring down the student experience. We try and bring it up with these other things like that. And like I said before, for our Mindful Monday series, we do some meditation. So that could be a 45 to 60 minute meditation that a student is experiencing. And that really is known to alleviate stressful experiences.
Well, you know, the life of a college student can, it can get stressful from time to time.
Absolutely.
And it sounds like this is just some amazing things that you are offering our students here at Harford Community College, you know, especially with meditation. I mean, that's key, you know, to sorting through all of the stress that pops up when you're a student. Because if you're taking a full course workload, like you were saying, it can mount up, you know, all that stress. So when is this Reiki held?
So at the moment, I do drop-in sessions in my office in the student center, and I do them typically about once a week for an hour. So that means I can see a few students during their free college hour time when they're not taking classes. They just drop in, sign up, and they experience that. I also will offer it during our yoga jam. In April, we have an event called Yoga Jam.
Ooh.
And that is something I'm incredibly excited about. We have our yoga practitioner coming. She will be leading a yoga class. I will also be offering some Reiki during that time. And we're also going to be offering a fully vegan lunch.
Oh.
So it's a very health conscious, looking towards not just our well-being, but also how we can be sustainable in our environment and on campus by offering more vegan and vegetarian options at our events.
So we're also encouraging our students to eat healthy as well. So we really are touching on soul, mind, body, and diet. We're
right.
touching on all cylinders here for our students. This you're just offering so many invaluable services to our students just to help them have a better life.
Exactly. And I do think that that's the role of most of us here, if not all of us here on this campus,
exactly.
is to give the students a better life, a better understanding of what academics and culture really means. It's, like you said before, multifaceted. There are so many different ways that individual student can increase their enjoyment of their academic experience.
And I just want to touch on this real quick because you mentioned the food pantry. And coming from a family, a long line of educators, my parents have seen students that are so hungry, they can't concentrate on schoolwork because they're worried where their next meal is coming from. So having on campus something such as the food pantry that we offer, not just to students, but to faculty as well, that really is a lifesaver right there. Because if you're hungry, you can't focus on academics.
Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of students take the time to study in our student center, in the Globe Cafe, which is right across from where you can buy food. And for a student that may be experiencing some food insecurity, and they come into the Globe Cafe to study, and they smell the hot food and they can't afford it, and they're thinking about how they're going to get their next meal, or maybe they have to split the cost of their meal with other people, or maybe just eat lunch and not eat dinner. To offer the food pantry there is it's just invaluable, because that individual can now sit there and study and have, you know, a granola bar or a cup of soup or some noodles or cereal or tuna fish on crackers. You know, we have so many different options in the food pantry, and it really does help them to be able to have that experience. And something else I offer, we have meal vouchers that are good for the Globe Cafe. And that way, if a student is really in need, they can come see me and I can give them a meal voucher while they're there, so they can actually eat a hot meal instead of, you know, just something from the pantry, which I don't want to discount what we have in the pantry.
Sure.
But sometimes, you know, hot food is hot food. So.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
and I know you were saying a little bit before the interview, because we were talking earlier about the food pantry, there's no questions asked, right? It's you just
Correct.
Come in, ask.
You don't even have to ask. We have the pantry where we want it to be free of questions or scrutiny. We don't want anyone to feel judged. So we have it in an open space in our Office of Student Life, in the main office. And that office sees people for various amounts of, you know, reasons.
Sure.
So anyone can walk in there for anything. All you have to do is open up the pantry, put the date and your Harford email, and that's it. We don't even use your Harford email. It's really just to count how many people are really getting food and how many people we're helping through this process.
Well, no student should ever have to go hungry. And Laura, I know that you're doing more than everything you can to make sure our students are well-rounded and that mind, body, and soul are fed. So
yes, thank,
thank you.
You
for doing that. Any upcoming events that are on the horizon that we're jonesing for?
Well, speaking of wellness opportunities, like I had mentioned before, the Mindful Monday series is every Monday from 1 until 2. Please come check that out. We love having new people, but we usually have a following because there's certain people that really enjoy mindfulness and those kind of activities. So check that out if that's something that appeals to you. I will be hosting a mental health first aid course in April. The sign up will be available in the Office of Student Life in March. So please sign up for that. It's free. You get breakfast, lunch, and a book. The
wow.
whole mental health manual you'll get, and a certificate at the end. It's great for resumes and great for continuing your college experience.
Sure.
I will have a couple social events that I just wanted to put on people's radar. So coming up on April 1st, we have an Orioles game. We're going to be taking students to the O's game, hon.
All right. I'll be there, hon. I'll be there.
So, yeah, you can check out our Harford Events app to learn about that and other opportunities. It's a great app to have. It's free. You can follow different tags for free opportunities, free food, cultural events, wellness opportunities, things like that. Springapalooza is going to be our big spring Wrestling annual event that's going to be held on April 29th with a rain date of the 30th. It's going to be out on the quad. We'll have a rock wall. We'll have some fun games, wax hands, music, food. It's going to be great.
Well, you said rock wall, and I've always wanted to try something like that.
So yes.
You had me at rock wall.
It's a 26-foot rock wall. It's really, really awesome. And yeah, we are really hoping that we have a good turnout for that. And coming up, actually, we have our St. Patrick's Day celebration and Valentine's Day celebration as well. So free food, cookies, music, you know, some fun.
Well, hey, when you say free food, WHFC is there.
I say free food a lot. We offer free food at most of our events. And that's another part of the Food Insecurity Initiative, is to make sure that we provide free, accessible meals for our students when they're attending our events, because sometimes they are over lunch.
Right.
And, you know, we can't expect them to hustle up and eat really quick and then come to our events. So we just combine the two and feel good about that.
Well, Laura, any event that you and Student Life have, count WHFC in to help make it lively, because there are so many reasons to drop by and visit Laura Burke at Student Life. And Laura, I want to thank you so much for coming on to the Owl's Nest today.
Thank you, Matt. It's my pleasure. I'm happy to be here.
Well, we're going to have you back again.
Great.
You've been with Matt Terry and Laura Burke, student wellness and programming specialist from Student Life from the campuses of Harford Community College. You've been on What's Up at the Owl's Nest. See you next time.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Owl's Nest. My name is Stumfeltz, and I'm here with Brad Cox, Ticketing and Marketing Manager for Harford Community College. Thank you for being here today, Brad.
Absolutely. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm doing fantastic. Yeah. We just had some great shows over the weekend. There was Pete the Cat at the Amos Center, which was sold out, which was really cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
So tell us first about all the venues you have here at Harford Community College.
Well, there are about four main venues. There is the Chesapeake Theater, which is where we typically do the Harford Dance Theater productions or the Phoenix Festival Theater. We have the Black Box, which is actually located here at Joppa Hall. Across the street, a lot of people don't realize this, but we actually have the Amos Center. It's a capacity of about 900 over there at Harford Technical High School. And we have the big one, which is the APG FCU Arena.
And compare sizes. What is the seating capacity for the Chesapeake Theater and all the others?
Yeah, so the Black Box is going to be just over about 100. I don't know exactly, but it's about 100, 150. You're looking at about 300 to 336 people for the Chesapeake Theater if it's completely filled. The Amos Center is 901, if you want to get exact with it. And the arena, I think if you really jam them in there, it's about 3,000 people.
Wow. So how do you think those facilities compare to other community colleges around the area?
Well, I've been down to Carroll Community College. Our band actually played down there at one point. And I would say that that's pretty well in line. Actually, I think with the arena, we have a leg up in that capacity, because I don't know that they had anything that could actually facilitate 3,000 people, you know. And also the Amos Center was one of the larger venues. So I'd say that we're doing very well in that way.
I would agree. I've been up to York College in Pennsylvania, and their arena's nothing like ours.
Really?
Nothing. It's probably a third of the size.
Okay. So is it really like an arena at that point, or is it just a ball court? Or
I mean, it's their gymnasium. It's probably their biggest, you know, facility mm-hmm. in terms of seating capacity, but it probably doesn't even sit 1,000 people.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah, and we've had concerts, like, I think we just had Chris Jansen in.
We did.
And we've had other people before. Scotty McCreery comes to mind a couple years ago. I went to that concert. So it's really unbelievable the level of talent we get in here. Just being a local community college right down the road.
Yeah, we a little earlier in the year we had Midland, and that was pretty packed to the gills. And then obviously you just said Chris Jansen, which even for falling on the Ravens playoff game day, it was still a pretty packed event.
Yeah, yeah. So tell us a little bit about some more upcoming shows you have going on. I know you have the Harlem Globetrotters.
Yeah, yeah, you just, that was it. So the Harlem Globetrotters is going to be a really big one on March 5th. Now, they were here last year, And from my understanding, it sold out. The tickets range anywhere from $17 to $50. And then there's also a Magic Pass where you can buy that to go actually meet the players and, you know, kind of be a part of that. So that's on March 5th here at the APGFC Arena. And then another event there at the arena, I'm pretty excited about this, growing up as a Stray Cats fan. But we have Lee Rocker from the Stray Cats is coming on May 9th at 7:30 p.m. And tickets are on sale at tickets.harford.edu. So that's a plug there, tickets.harford.edu.
Awesome, awesome. I know you also have a tribute to the Carpenters coming up. Tell us a little bit about that event.
Yeah, actually, when I was getting the artwork together for the particular show, I was speaking back and forth with Michelle Whited, and I didn't put two and two together that she was the actual vocalist for the Carpenters tribute. So, super sweet lady. The tickets are flying off the shelves for the Carpenters event. That's going to be Saturday, February 15th, and we're kind of promoting it as like a Valentine event, and that's going to be at the Amos Center. So, of the 901 possible seats, you're looking at about 500 are out the gate.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Is there any family-friendly specific events you have coming up to the arena or any of the venues?
Also at the Amos Center coming up on February 28th, we've got the Pout Pout Fish, which is based off the books. So like Pete the Cat, which we just had, it's going to be a great show for the kids.
Yeah, I know. My little cousin loves coming to see plays here at Harvard Community College. It is such a great asset, I think, to the county and the local area to have Harvard Community College here and all the great things it offers. It's phenomenal.
Yeah. Yeah, it's we try to get a nice mix of everything. So stuff for the adults, stuff for the kids, to really serve the community.
And now, is there any way students can get involved with what you guys are doing?
Yeah, we're always looking for volunteers. So if you're interested in becoming a volunteer, you can just come to the box office. We'll provide you the application. Once the application goes through, you'll be added to our pool of volunteers. And at that point, you just kind of keep an eye out for events.
Now, I know you also have an evening of jazz coming up here in Joppa Hall. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
The Evening of Jazz events, that's going to be here in, I believe it's Recital Hall A.
Yeah,
I believe.
Number one, I think, is what it's called.
Or is it number one? That venue holds about 100 people, and you don't want to wait on that, because what I've found running those events is that the day of is where a lot of the ticket sales actually come in.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not in that line, you may not actually be able to get a ticket to that event. But, yeah, we've had all kinds of events. We just had an event over the weekend, and did very well. So there's more information for those events at tickets.harford.edu.
And those events are phenomenal. I've been to those in the past, just right here in Joppa Hall. And it's such a small venue, only 100 people, I think is what you said. It's just a really awesome feel if you want a nice, really nice evening of jazz, definitely. Now, you also have an event coming up, Shell It Out for Scholarships.
Yeah.
Can you tell us what about that?
I can. Shell It Out for Scholarships kind of replaced the Wine Expo this year. It's going to be on May 2nd here in the HCC Quad from 6 to 10. So if you want more information on that, again, you just want to go to the website, tickets.harford.edu. I believe the tickets are in the ballpark of $1.25, if I'm remembering correctly. So again, it's going to be probably limited, so you want to make sure you get tickets early or in advance.
You also have a big popular one, The Wizard of Oz, coming to the Chesapeake Theater. That is definitely going to be a big seller. Everyone loves The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, absolutely. That's going to be a Harford Dance Theater event. It's going to be Friday, May 15th at 7 o'clock, Saturday, May 16th at 4 and 7 p.m., and Sunday, May 17th at 1 and 4 p.m. at the Chesapeake Theater, which is located over at the Chesapeake Center. If you're not familiar exactly with where that is, it's right next to the arena, the building that's right just to the left of it.
That's probably when you want to get your tickets early, too.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. They're already on sale and selling very well, so.
Now, is there any student performances going on this semester in the Black Box? Specifically, I believe they do put one on every semester there.
Not that I'm aware of just yet. That doesn't mean that they're not happening. It's just offhand, I can't think of any.
Okay, I thought maybe the Mind of a Child was one.
Oh, that's right, Mind of a Child. Yes, okay, so you're speaking of those events. So Mind of a Child's coming. I believe that's also going to be at the Black Box Theater. That's going to be here in Joppa Hall. But then we also have Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson, which is going to be at the Chesapeake Theater. So that's one of the student Harford, I think it's Harford Actors Guild,
yes.
Yeah, so don't want to delay getting tickets for that either. They've already been announced.
I've seen an Actors Guild performance here at Harvard Community College in the Black Box, and
yeah.
It just because it's local college students acting, it's still a lot of fun to come see and enjoy.
Yeah, they did Neil Simon's Fools, and that was fantastic. A lot of great reviews on that, and I thought you were referring to like students actually performing at the Friday night concert series or this and that. So that's why I was a little confused. I was like, I don't know, but maybe.
All right. So any other plugs you want to give?
No, I think we've covered just about everything that I can think of. Always check back at tickets.harford.edu for upcoming events, because we are going to be announcing some more things coming up soon.
And how do students get involved one more time?
They want to get involved. They just want to come to the box office at the Chesapeake Theater, and then we'll give them an application. Or they can reach out to me or anyone on my staff at, I believe it's ticketing@harford.edu.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Brad, for coming on.
Yeah,
hopefully
absolutely.
We'll get you on a little later in the year and get some more events coming up.
That sounds great.
I'd like to thank all of our guests this week on The Owl's Nest: Laura Burke, Wellness and Programming Specialist for Student Life at Harford Community College, and Brad Cox, Ticketing and Marketing Manager here at HCC. And I'd like to thank all of you, of course, for tuning in, as well as our production staff at WHFC, Allie Cobert, for all of her hard work, editing, and being behind the glass. Well, until next time, stay curious.